Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe remanded them in custody to tomorrow, pending continuation of their bail application. Lawyers representing the accused persons told the court that police severely assaulted the accused persons who were demonstrating in the two suburbs against numerous police roadblocks and set dogs on them. Some of the accused persons had blood-stained clothes, while others could not walk on their own when they appeared in court. The defense lawyers also argued that some of the accused persons were minor children who should be immediately released. The magistrate ordered those who were injured to be taken to hospital pending continuation of the case tomorrow. One of the defense lawyers, Obey Shala, said the accused persons were subjected to inhuman and degrading treatment while in police custody.
Well, for those that have been raised in court, it relates to the issue of over-detention, the issue of violation of the rights of minors. As you are aware, that there are school children who have been arrested as well, and those that were injured, that is, in respect of whom the police officers set their dogs on. Those are some of the complaints that we raised.
In another matter before the courts, the leader of the newly formed Viva Zimbabwe political party, S. Lumumba, who was arraigned for allegedly undermining the authority of the president, was granted bail of $400 and ordered to surrender his travel documents as well as to report to the police every Monday. His attorney, Ashu Mugia, said he will take Lumumba's case to the Constitutional Court. Lumumba is accused of using the F-word on President Robert Mugabe when he announced the formation of his political party. Meanwhile, some courts in Harare could not hear several cases as some court officials heeded the call to join the ongoing national job stay away. The stay away resulted in some matters being postponed while some people failed to attend court sessions, resulting in local magistrates issuing warrants of arrest to many accused people who are on bail, as well as witnesses. Some of the people who stayed away from their workstations, like Fibion Chadauna, said they will not return to work until President Mugabe resigns.
We have the whole day drinking beer, no schooling. Today, we are tired. We are sick and tired of this man. We need him to surrender and go.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.